What's up, Spartans? It's Dr. All here with Spartan Mind, your chief mind doc for Spartan. And guess what? Today we're doing a Dr. All check-in. I am teaching you how to check in with your mind, where you are emotionally, where you are in your relationships, and how you are feeling about the movement, or the lack thereof, in your own life. So let's go over the first part, checking in with yourself emotionally. Now, we get wrapped up a lot in overproductivity and hyperstimulation and being overactive and being go, go, go kind of people. And so sometimes checking in with yourself emotionally, first of all, some people might think, well, that's unproductive. Why would I do that? Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because knowing how you are feeling emotionally can give you really, really good data on maybe what you might need, right? So for example, let's say I'm feeling really stressed emotionally. Well, then what I might need is to either pull back from some of the things that I have going on or slow down, right? And begin to maybe prioritize, write down lists, implement a routine for myself. So checking in with yourself emotionally is actually, yes, incredibly productive. Now, one of the most effective ways that I think to do it is to drop into your body, give yourself just 5 minutes a day. You don't even need that. You can give it 2.5, maybe even 1 if you're really good at it. Close your eyes and just ask yourself, how am I feeling right now? So if I were to do that right here, right now in this chair, if I close my eyes, let's see. Well, I'm feeling excited because I enjoy doing Spartan Mind and being here for all of you. I'm feeling a little bit stressed because I'm not with my family right now and it's a Saturday, and I usually feel like Saturdays are reserved for my family, but I'm here again doing this. But, you know, excited, but stressed. I can be both at the same time. And tired. I've had a really busy week, so I'm just feeling kind of tired and maybe a little bit burnt out, I guess, right? So that's three things. That's three ways that I'm feeling emotionally. Now, one of the things that I've given myself permission to do is to say those out loud. Sometimes I think we're really afraid of acknowledging our feelings because if we feel them, then sometimes we believe that it's just going to continue and we're going to get like sucked into it, right? Or sometimes we've been taught and been given the belief that if we say something or we allow it to be true, then we're feeling sorry for ourselves, right? So if I acknowledge that I'm sad, stressed, or overwhelmed, then, well, Dr. L, you're just feeling sorry for yourself. Well, no, not really. I'm actually just checking in and being honest with myself. Two very, very different things. So when you check in with yourself emotionally, I want you to give yourself that permission to use language that might be difficult for you, to be able to say, I feel sad, or I feel stressed, or I feel ashamed, or I feel embarrassed, or I feel angry. Give yourself permission to use those words. There's nothing wrong with them. They're perfectly fine words to use on how you're feeling emotionally. And just because you declare it doesn't mean that you can't move through it, doesn't mean that you won't get over and get on the other side of it, okay? So that's the first piece, is checking in with yourself emotionally. The second piece is checking in with where you are relationally. How are you connecting to people? Do you feel connected to people? Or do you feel disconnected? Do you feel like you're in good relations with people? Or are you feeling kind of like an outsider? When was the last time you had an intimate conversation with somebody? And no, not a conversation about what's going on at work, but how you're feeling, how you're doing, how they're doing, right? So asking yourself some of those questions. When was the last time you gave somebody a hug? Somebody gave you a hug, if you're into that physical affection, right? So just kind of diving into all of the relational aspects that can exist in a relationship and asking yourself, how connected am I? Now, if the answer is, geez, actually, I haven't had an intimate conversation with somebody in a really long time. I'm feeling incredibly disconnected. The most connected I've been is on my Instagram channel. Okay, well then what might you need to do to change that? Who might you need to reach out to bring connection back into your world, okay? So emotionally, first checking in with yourself, and then relationally checking in with yourself. The third is, asking yourself, how stuck do you feel? How do you feel about the momentum of your life right now? How do you feel like things are going? And where do you feel like things are going? Now, a lot of times people will say, well, I'm just not quite where I want to be. It's okay for you to say that, but I think it's really important for you to also then identify, well, where do you want to be? Sometimes we just get caught up in the language of, I can always do more, right? Well, yeah, I mean, in essence, that's always true. We could always be doing probably 20% more than what we're actually doing. However, sometimes it's also just okay to be okay with where we are today. So asking yourself, how stuck do I feel? If you feel stuck, how is my life moving? Do I want it to move in different directions? If you do want it to move in different directions, for example, What would those be? Don't just say, well, I want it to move differently, but then not identify how. Dive deep. Really ask yourself, in what other direction might I want things to be moving? If I'm not satisfied in my career, where else do you want to go? Do you want to move up in your current company, or do you want to ditch that company and go somewhere else and do something completely different, right? If you're not happy and satisfied in your relationships, what new relationships do you want to build? How do you want to cultivate those, right? So don't just let the answer be, well, I'm not happy and I feel a little stuck. Try and answer how. Try and answer how you feel stuck, and then try and identify ways to get unstuck, okay? So that's a mental check, right? That's a Dr. L check-in with yourself. We're checking emotionally, relationship-wise, and then how you're moving in your own life. Moving into those three areas are going to help kind of just activate and trigger different things that will hopefully get you feeling a little bit more connected to yourself and the goals that you want for yourself in life. I'll see you next time.